Or explain that it's a fundamental not relationship here between Rabbi Yom Kippur and the ability to think that the word is Shah and Lacha. Whether the Shah and Lacha meet what people are going to sleep, or Shah and Lacha means while people are asleep. This means when people are going to sleep, the Talmud is the first Lishalaiko. Everyone is going to go to sleep by the Sofa Shmur Harishan. But if you start becoming while people are sleeping, this is called a Laila and Shabbat Murasha. And this is the fundamental conflict between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel as far as how to translate the Rabbi Shabbat. Then he more raised the question, what do the Chachamim hold out Chatzis? Do they, in principle, agree? That's the Gemara on the left line on Dalet. The Chachamim principally agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the Shah Chacham means when people are going to sleep, but whereas the Blizzard, people are only going to sleep in the first of the night, it was so far Shmur Ami Shaina. The Chachamim say, no, there are people, there's almost people are going to sleep up until Chatzis. If the Chatzis is there, it's always my Kriyat Shlam Chatzis. But up until Chatzis, basically, Chatzis is the safe job for Rabbi Eliezer. That they hold the Shah Chacham means what people are going to see, not what people are seeing. Or should we say that no? That, or should we assume that no? That the Shah, the Rabbanim really agree with Rabbi Gamliel that the Shah Chacham means what people are sleeping. But they just made it there in the Rabbanim, because it belongs to the Rabbanim. That's the Gemara of Maskanim. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that when the Chacham say, I'm Chatzai, it's not a disparate a variation on Rav Lezer Shita. No, fundamentally they agree with Rav Gamliel. They agree with Shmaz Kol HaLayim. And then of course they're going with the Rabbanim. Then we raise the question, usually when the Chachamim make a Din de Rabbanim, usually it's patterned after some Din de Raisa, called the Rabbanim Din de Raisa Dika. So what could possibly be the Din de Raisa that this is patterned after? Where in the world do you have a Din de Raisa that depends on Chatzis? The Torah has later on my Kalekis Hatamami going on Achilles for Pesta. I'm not Pesta Manal. Pesta was a Benazaria and Rabbi Akiva. When Achilles Stochim is Menatera only Ad Chastrois, Korbin Chatos and Korbin Oshom, which is Nehel Yom Valaiba, and other is Nehel Tilava was Hashachar, Mizir Rabbana, Ad Chastrois, Ad Kilbeir, the Rabbana. But the Machlekis Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Benazaria is whether Achilles Pesach not Hatoi, is that a Dimen Avera, or is that a Dimen de Rabbanim? L'may Nachimina, Halacha L'may, you have to finish by Chatzai, so the money ends up talking, but at the very end of Matzai Chatzai, the Torah says, or Kappa Nachimina, writing Achilles Matzah Bizman Hazeh. If the Dimen Hatoi says the Dimen Hatoi Rabbi Korban Pesach, but then the heckish between Korban Pesach and Matzah, says Al Matzah and Korban Yochluhu, you need the Korban Pesach in conjunction with the Torah. If the Din of Chatzis is the Din that arises by Korban Pesach, then Tukash Matzah, Tukash the Korban Pesach. So Ocha Matzah is on a Zeracha Chatzis, Lo Yocho, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chayvot. Are we okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
are we supposed to do? You can't hear?
We could.
We're good, we're good.
It's okay?
Yes.
If you allow people to eat the Korban Pesach even after Alos HaShachar, at which time they'll be Chayv Karet. But if you wait till after Alos HaShachar, it turns into Neitzer. And whoever eats by it is Chayv Karet. Then you think there is Rabbanon not permitting people to eat Korban Pesach. If Chatzis only with the Rabbanon. That makes sense, because they made it there, the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach, he shouldn't eat Pesach after Chatzis. But why should he carry over there the Rabbanon to Matzah? By Matzah, the worst thing that will happen if you eat the Matzah after Chatzis, so you won't be Chatzis. But you won't be the violation of the Torah. You will be in violation of another. Then it's broke. But Allah Hilas will be brought to the Brach of the Vatola and many Rishayans, probably a thousand old, the Brach of the Vatola is not in the Rabbanon. You'll be in violation of the Dinyat before Shachar. After Allah's Ashachar, if you leave, after Allah's Ashachar, there's months of Dhamma Shachar already. So you'll be in violation of the Din, you're not allowed to eat before Dhamma Shachar. Still, that's not sufficient cause to make it there, the Rabbanon. And that's what the Sugya says in Pesachim of the Kuf Kof from the days. What's the difference halacha b'maaseh as far as we're concerned? It's not the Zeh. When I say by Korban Pesach, is there right? That phrase means chatzos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Sabbas of Balai Lazer is all night long. He doesn't hold from his action. Mar says that Rabbi Kiva Allah Almighty this man is there, but if we ask him like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Lazer and Azari would be, is it okay to eat matzah after chatzos? Perhaps it doesn't make sense to take things there. If the dinner of chatzos is like Rabbi Kiva, such as it's in the Raisa, carries over to matzah because of the heckish. But if the din of chatzos by Korban Pesach is not the Rabbanon, they never made exer the Rabbanon. They never made exer the Rabbanon with respect to the matzah. So the way the Gemara comes to the conclusion, more conclusion on the top of Dalad of the is the din of chatzos by Kriyas Shema, but it's a laila, is not that basically the Chachamim agree with Rav Lezer. People are going to sleep. No. And the Kozman that people are sleeping. Mshachar means while people are sleeping themselves. But they make it there, they're a bottom of that sort of thing. We want to say, no, call the Tikkun Rabban, gain their eyes to Tikkun. Where is there a din their eyes that is the Nachazar? So, Bishlam, if you hold like Rav Lozim and Azariah and Nachesim and Aleph. So you have an instance, you have a lot of their Chazois is their eyes. Then after you have to finish eating. Korban Pesach, like Chazois. But if you are like Rabbi Akiva, that's a machlokes lahalacha. Machlokes and tesis at the end of Tzachin. Should we pass like Rabbi Akiva? Should we pass like Rabbi Lozen and Azariah? Because tesis points out that the Stam Mishneh in Ezel Mekayman, the Gemara says in Perek Ezel Mekayman, that the Stam Mishneh goes like Rabbi Lozen and Azariah. It says, HaPesach Eina Nechal El HaChatosh, Eina Nechal El Menuy, Eina Nechal El Atoli. So since it says a double negative, Eina Nechal El HaChatosh, the Gemara is medayik that it sounds like it's a very strict din, a real din deraisa. If the Mishnah would have told like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos is only Mizrach Rabbanan like Korban Pesach, he wouldn't have written it with such emphasis. Eino nechal ela ad Chatzos. Eino nechal ela balayva is a din deraisa. Eino nechal ela lemeruya is a din deraisa. Eino nechal ela Chatzos is only Mizrach Rabbanan. So she said a positive. Yesh lochul karim Chatzos. Eino leol macha Chatzos. Eino nechal Chatzos. That emphasis. That's like the Stamish holds like Rav Lozen and Azari, that has sources in their eyes. But any game is nice and stuff and seems to hold like Rav Akiva. The Tesis is not sure, should he pass like Rav Akiva, should he pass like Rav Lozen and Azari? Not in our local mind, but it is not that. We permitted to eat the matzah, well, the Akiva and after Chazah. So again, if you hold up a Korban Pesach like Rav Lozen and Azari, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chazah stories. So at least in one place in the Torah, namely by Korban Pesach, there is a man of Chatzos HaLaila, a lot of recognizes the concept of Chatzos. So you can say, call the Tikkun Rabban, gave their right to Tikkun, they pattern the din of Kriyas Shema Chatzos, after that, the din of Korban Pesach HaLaila. But if you should say, like Rabbi Akiva, even by Korban Pesach, go talk to the Rabbanon, but by Korban Chatzos, and Oshem and Nincho, you have to finish eating it by Chatzos, it's also the Rabbanon, so everything is the Rabbanon. And Kriyas Shema Chatzos HaLaila is not the Rabbanon. So is there ever a din of Chatzos that's the Raisa? Chatzos by Chatzos Hayom, there is a din the Raisa, Chatzos Hayom. You have to be marked with the Talmud Shul Shachar by Chatzos Hayom, and you can't bring the Talmud Shul Pei Rabbanon to left the Chatzos Hayom. So Chatzos Hayom, you know, exists in Halakha. The Din Torah recognizes Chatzos Hayom as his man. But the Shaila do whatever Halakha is, if it's in the Raisa, they recognize Chatzos HaLaila. But there is a din in the Gemara in Tzachim. It's halacha that if you put the kemurim on the mizbeach, the god is supposed to do haktara semurim. all carbonas you have to burn the chesa, and a carbonale you have to burn all of the egarim, you burn the whole carbonale. So the difference is that they put the egarim and the emurim on the tzveach, and they have a big fire there. They have a marache, mareches, the ve'esh, and some emurim fall on the floor. So the Gemara says that if they're not fully consumed by the flame, they didn't turn into ashes yet, so the Kohen was supposed to pick it back up and put it back on top of the flame, on top of the mizbeach, to continue the haktar, then she continues to burn. Let's say the whole thing is so burnt that mamish, the whole flesh of the karbana is turned into ash already. And then the ashes fall on the floor. So the ashes fall on the floor. Don't install haktar to put the ashes back on top of the mizbeach. Akhtar means you burn the flesh, you burn the emurim and the emurim, and so it turns into ashes. Once it turns into ashes, so finally you're finished with the mitzvah. What if it turns into shriri? What if I put the chelim or the emurim of the carbon oil al gabi hamizbeah, and it got charred on the outside, a big chunk of flesh, a big piece of fat of the emurim, and it got charred, all charred on the outside, and the inside is all raw, and it fell on the floor. Is there a mitzvah to pick it up? That's called ahadure paikin. Paikin means those that fat that fell on the floor. It was pukam el-gali at-fat. Ahadure means to put it back on top. When is there a din of ahadure paikin? When do you have to put the alofim and the evarim of the oila back on top of the mitzvah? But if Mar says like this, if it's shriri, if it's charred on the outside, it didn't really turn all into ash. Just the outside is all charred and the inside is still raw. And then the Gemara says, we learn from a pasuk that it makes a difference. Did it fall on the floor after Halayla? Did it fall on the floor after Hatzoyt Halayla? If it fell on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash after Hatzoyt Halayla, then the Gemara goes out from a pasuk that Hatzos owes that equal. At the time of Hatzos, it's considered as if it's the Hukal, the Gamre, as if the Haktara had been thoroughly completed, and then there's no longer a mitzvah to put it back on top of the mizbeach. But if it fell off of the mizbeach before Chatzos, since the inside of the chunk of flesh is still raw, it didn't turn to ashes, it's not even charred, just the outside is charred. But then it's almost just to put it back on top of the mizbeach. But this you see from the Gemara's Falkam that everybody's masking. There is a halacha, there is a din deraisa that depends on Chatzos alive. Even if you all like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that by Korban Pesach, Chatzos alive is only with the Rabbanon. But he still agrees that there is a din chatzos alayla as there is, namely, in the area of karbanos by the ahadure kotin, putting the things back on top of the mitzvah. So there are hagav, there the tesis on tesim and aleph is probably the kasha, famous kasha, tesis, tibak maschar, of Moses and Azaria. Yes, there is a bunch of things, chapter you say, and parsha is gone, he's writing from this. But it says, los nasirni menu ad baiker. Now, I don't leave all the flesh, the emurim of the kormeta, ad boker, burger means until lalo shaka. So they're bothered with the kasha that according to Abbas Nazari, that the chatzois is within their right, they have to be eating kormeta by chatzois. So it becomes not the rep chatzois. So why does it say like the spirit of menu? Ad boker should say like the spirit of menu ad chatzois. Isn't the pasuk misleading? The person gives a difficult answer. But it says Yeshlaima, the Pasuk means to say you shouldn't do something which will cause the flesh to leave, to remain over till the morning. It doesn't really answer the question because the kasha has still been cut my method. Why did the Pasuk say? Very schwer. So there is a Beis Ar Sameach on the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach. There's a man right that the Yaldusto, when he was younger, he used to think that even according to Reb Lozor ben Azariah that Chatzos is a deraisa, doesn't mean that the Korban Pesach becomes noiser when it comes to Chatzos. No. If you wanted the yaita to live on Korban Pesach, you have to finish eating it by Chatzos. If you didn't eat it by Chatzos, you can still eat it after Chatzos. With our Kachem Galit, not with our Korban Pesach. Make sure you eat a kazayit before Hatzayit. And the rest, say, in Mark says that a normal Korban Pesach, you have between 10 and 20 people dividing up. Korban Pesach have to be Tov Shasom in the first year. They're usually born around that time. Usually born in this Rito. Korban Pesach is going to be a tiny little sheep or a tiny little ant in Akbaz, maybe in the Gakhlo. It's going to be very tiny. And you're not going to have so much waste. So if you have, let's say, five people, instead of having 20 shuls, you have five people, each one is only going to have three or four kazayis of flesh. So let's say I'll eat one kazayis by Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and the other three or four kazayis I'll eat after Chatzos. So there are some echt, right, that the Aldusto used to think that that's not a problem. But the Rabbi never said it becomes noiser as Chatzos. But it's not true. You can only fulfill the mitzvah from Pesach if you eat it by Chatzos. If you eat it after Chatzos, it's okay. You're going to the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim Kalim. You won't go to the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim Kalim. So when does it become possible? It becomes noiser if you'll pay it until the 20th. But if you're still around our Doiker, then it becomes mitzvah Belina, then it becomes noiser. But the Rabbi never said it becomes noiser as Chatzos. So that's what the Yerushan Mech suggested the Alduto. Then he realized that's not correct. It shows a Gemara, I think, It shows on the Gemara and Tzachim that it's not correct. The Kronik of Bozim and Azari is awesome and authority to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. That is why his original argument was he thought the Alduto. Sounds very correct. Why should it be prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? That's because you're not yet to Korban Pesach, and you can eat it. The Torah is Kachin Kalim, not the Torah is Korban Pesach. So the answer probably is, the Gemara Tzachim has a drush in the end of the second parable, around Daf Nehemalus on the Vedic, I think. The Gemara has a drush here, the Yachalus Abasa Balayla Hazeh Balayla Velo Bayom. The Korban Pesach, normally when you bring out a Korban Shlamim, bring any Korban that's Nepal, so you bring the carbon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you start to eat it right away. You said the Kohanim, the Kohanim. Whoever's supposed to eat the carbon is the Kachin Kachin, the Kohanim eat it. It's the Kachin Kalim, the Bailim eat it. Whoever's supposed to eat the carbon has the right to eat it right away. Right after you do the Zrika Saddam and Haftarah Shay Murim. So it's proper to eat the carbon right away. The exception to the rule is carbon Pesach. We always bust it on Laila, Balaila, Balo, Bayom. You're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach Bayom on Erev Pesach until Leil Pesach, until it becomes liable. So that's what the Pesach seems to be telling us, that you shouldn't think that you're allowed to eat Korban Pesach with Teres Kachim Kalim. The only thing is that you won't be able to cook. So eat three Kazaisim Bayom, like any Shlomit, and make sure you leave one Kazais to eat it by Laila after Pesach Kacham. So the Pesach says no. It's prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach, the Torah is Kachin Kalim. You have to eat it after the Torah is Korban Pesach. The bad, not saying Pesach. It tells you, Rabbi Sabasa Balayla, 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 Balayom, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, unlike every other Korban that you eat it right after the Shechita and the Satam. And not Torah saying Murim. So what do you establish based on that Rosh of Rabbi Sabasa Balayla, 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 Balayom? If you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, the Torah is Kachin Kalim. You have to eat a doctor, the Torah is Korban Pesach. So the Melo Vadin Ami over here, if you eat the Korban Pesach, after Hatzari, you can say, well, I won't be used to the Torah is Korban Pesach, but I'll still be used to the Torah is Kachin Kalim. No, that's included in that passage, Balayla Balo Bayom. You cannot eat, it's prohibited to eat Korban Pesach, the Torah is Kachin Kalim. You have to eat a doctor, the Torah is Korban Pesach. It is such a difficult rush. Is a pirish on this sifra that the yuchas la'arash. I don't know if it's authentic or not, but it's printed on the side of the Torah's Kohanim. So there is such a comment made by this mepharish on the side that the din ha-pesach e'ramechot el l'menuyot, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach unless you're memuna on this Korban Pesach, he say, based on a kashya, the Tirish on the Yuchas Varash, right on the side of the Torah Kohanim, it doesn't mean that it's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach if it's Shalom and Ruyam. No, you're allowed to eat it, but it's just not going to the mitzvah. You want to go to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you have to be Mamun on the Korban Pesach. But there's no prohibition, you're allowed to eat it, the Torah Kachin Kalim. So all of the later Akrainim ask that this comment made by the Rash is clearly incorrect, it's an authentication of something that says that it's not true. Mishnah says himself to him that if two groups are broiling the korban and spent on each other, and the shmaltz from one spritzes on the other one, and the shmaltz from this one spritzes on that one, the shmaltz is jumping all over the place. So the Gemara says neither group is permitted to eat the korban pesach because we were only in Muna and this korban pesach, they were in Muna and their korban pesach. And some of the shvans from Nikar Pesach spits the hours, some of the shvans from hours spits the nails to each roof. Every single person is going to be eating a tam, a little bit of shvans from a Kar Pesach, which they were not memona. If you say like the Rash, that there's no Easter in eating shalom menoya, that's just the din. If you eat Kar Pesach shalom, they're just not scary. So you don't need that little shmals in order to be fit. So you'll have a big chunk, a big kazayit of your Kar Pesach without that macho who shmals that's fits on. It's even the mission of the Seir that he's not right. That shalom nuyah is an Easter. And that goes, Elul and nuyah, there's an Easter to eat in shalom nuyah. Time and time by the same reason, like we said before, so learn that's not possible. Well, it's a possible balayla, but not by yom, that Pesach teaches us that you're not permitted to eat a Kar Pesach, the Torah is Kach and Kala. You have to eat it only because there is no Pesach. But this is really a kasha. What Pesach is, on the test of analysis, is a strong kasha. Quite fair blood of an Amdaya that you can only eat from Pesach up until Chatzai. And after Chatzai, you can't eat it, period. Not that you can eat it with Darz Kach and Kalim, but you just not yet to carve Pesach. No, you're not allowed to eat it at all. So why does the Tzeilo say Sirim and Menu Atzoyke? Does the Tzeilo say Sirim and Menu Atzoyke? That's the question. So Rav Zalmeshik, that over a terrace, it was printed B'Shem Rav Chaim and B'Yav Shmuel. They say, Rav Zalmeshik said it over like this, the reason Machloik is Chithia and Rav Yochanan in a Del Mekayim, Perk is that Mekayim and Zochim, that there's a Machloik is Amaroyim, a double Machloik is in 2K. What's the din? I bring a car b'shlamim on Sunday afternoon. So the shlamim is not for shnei yamin v'layla echad. I can eat the shlamim Sunday afternoon, all afternoon, Sunday night, and Monday till shkit. That's called shnei yamin v'layla echad. But the question is, you're not allowed to eat the shlamim or the yom shlishi. I bought it on Sunday afternoon, I'm not allowed to eat it on Monday night. Shaila is, what if I do eat it? What if I leave the shlamim on Monday night? Did it become nicer? When it comes Monday, after the shnei yamim v'layla echad, arav, does the karmi shlamim become nitzol v'lina? If it becomes lina, lina means when it becomes nitzol amud hashach, if it stays overnight. If it becomes nicer, leil shlich, or leil shlich, you say that the karmi shlamim becomes nicer, and if someone eats the karmi shlamim or leil shlich, he's kai karet. Or he'd say no. The din is that in question, Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. The din usually is Shabbos of Yom Tov Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. Shabbos begins with Shkia, and Yom Tov begins with Shkia, and it goes till tomorrow night. In question, the Gemara learns that that's the exception to the rule. In question is Halayla Halach Achar Alayla. So if a person brings a chatzis or an asham on Sunday, so the Kohanim can only eat the chatzis and the asham on Sunday and Sunday night, all night long, and after a tefillah of shachar, and then the Rabbanan up until chatzot only, because they l'harchik kisodom min ha'aveir. So that indicates the fact that the zman min ha'aveir of a chatzis and asham is yom v'layla all night long, till alot ha'shachar, is taken by the Gemara as an indication that halal halach achayam regarding kashrut. So the question begs itself. So when you have a kashrut mekalit, when you have a korban shlamim, you can eat in shnei yom v'layla echad. If halal halach achayam a kashrut, so why can't you eat in shnei yom and shnei leila? Why can't you eat it? I really got the shlamim on Sunday. Should you allow me to eat it Sunday night, Monday night, till all of the Shabbat, Tuesday morning? So we don't say like that. So that's the machloek is Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan and Ezel Mekhan. Should I say the Shlomo becomes Nitzol, become Nitzor, or the Yom Shlishi, the Halecha of Shlomo or the Yom Shlishi, Chai Kare, or do you say no? The Shnei Yomim is really Kodesh and Kalim. The Karbon Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yomim. So the Zman of the Karbon is up until Alos HaShachar of the morning of the third day. Two full days you have, Yom Halayla, Yom Halayla. But the din, the zman of it, every carbon has a zman. And it only becomes nicer when it's after its zman. The zman of the carbon is really Alos HaShachar of the third day. But the man of the Achilles HaKarmet is Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. So the next night, the night following, the second day, Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. The early Yom Shlishi is not the man Achilles, but it's within the man of the Chetz of the Karmet. The man of the Karmet is up until Avos HaShachar V'Yom HaShlishi. And that's why it won't become Noiser until then. But based on it, Machlek is Hizkiya V'Rabbi Yechanan, they have another question. What's the din when you shat the carbon and you plan to eat the carbon chutz l'zman? Does that make the tingle? So let's say I bring a carbon chatos and I plan that the kohanim will eat the carbon chatos tomorrow afternoon. But tomorrow afternoon is no good. Chatos only nechel yom alayla. All night long and I tear up until I love to shach and I tear up only up until chatos. So what if I'll bring a carbon chatos, and at the time of shepherding it, the time of Zvika Saddam, I have a Mashabbat chutz l'zmanoy that the Kohanim should eat it tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. That makes it simple. What if I'll shep the carbon lamim, and I have a mind to eat it next week, chutz l'zmanoy? That'll also be simple. What if I shep the carbon shlamim, chishim le'achlo, or le'yom shlishi? I plan to eat when I shep the Zvika Saddam, I plan to eat the Karmi Shlamim the night following the Shnei Yomim Malayla Echad. Does that make a tikkul or not? So the Gemara says that Tali said this end, this machlek is Piskiya V'Rabbi Yechanan. If you say that one who eats the Karmi Shlamim or Liyom Shlishi Chai Parei, we said it's already Noisar, it's called Noisar, it's still Noisar, but then it's Chishu Liyachla, if I checked and intending to eat it. Or the Yom Shlishi, that'll make it into people. But if you hold the Chishuv Liyachloi, and if you hold that Achot, if you eat the Torah of Shlamim, or the Yom Shlishi, you're not Chayit Karmit, it's not Noizar. Why? Because the Zman of the Karmit is really up until Alos Mashachar of the Yom Shlishi. The Zman of the Karmit is not over if there's Shnei Yom Shlishi. That's the Zman Achilas Sagagra. You're not allowed to eat it after this Zman, but the theoretical Zman of the Karmit, that is, if it's held over past this Zman, it becomes Nisal, it becomes nicer, so nicer, that's only after 2 full days. Stay on the Mishneh. That you all that if one would hold Malacha, that the one who eats the Shlamim orally on Shlishi is not by Kar, because it's not nicer, then it's Chisha Liyakla. If you shech the Kar Mishlam and planning to eat it orally on Shlishi, it won't become Tikkul either. So you see that that all together, that such a thing exists, there is a concept. There is a possibility of saying the Zman of the Karbin is longer. The Zman of Achilas HaGavre is shorter. The Gavre can only eat the Karbin and Shlamim, Shnei Yachim V'Laila Echad. But after the Zman that he can eat it is up, when it comes Shkia tomorrow afternoon, it doesn't become nicer yet. It doesn't become nicer until the next morning. So possible that Rav Chaim said that. Possible to stay over here. Muslim and Azari says, you're not allowed to eat the Karbin Pesach after Chatzais. There was a message be al Dusa, he thought as a young a teenager. He's not allowed to eat it to Torah's Pesach, but you can still eat it to Torah's Kach and Kav. That's why it says, what's the serum and not Baiker? When it comes Baiker, the morning of Yom Tov Pesach, then it becomes Noisa. Then he backed out, he said to Zichnusa, he realized that that was incorrect. After Chatzais, you're not permitted to eat it. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, the Torah's Kach and Kav. If you eat it, the Torah's Karban Pesach, you're not permitted to eat it at all. But it still doesn't become the Isser until it comes the morning. Let's say you'll eat it after Chatzais. Will you be high Karish? Will you be high Karish? Is it called Isser already? Or you say, no, it doesn't become the Isser until Avos HaShachar. Or if you shed the Karbesa on Erev Yontif, intending to eat it by Laila after Chatzos, will it become tikkul or not? But the answer is no. It only becomes tikkul. A Machshev is tikkul, only makes soup tikkul. If you intend to eat it at a time that if you would have waited till that time, it would have been Kari, it become neither. So the answer is the Kari Chatzos and Adar, it doesn't become neither until Malos HaShachar. The Pasuk says, well, it's the Sirim and Adbaiker. Means the Zman of the Karbe is up until Alos HaShachar. The Zman of Achilles HaGavre, the Zman of Shkiyam HaMitzvah, Achilles Karbe Benza, is only up until Chatzos, according to Moshe Ben Adam. So that's for Rav Chaim, that's what I think. I think this part may be Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I don't think this part is Rav Chaim. So I think either Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or Rav Melville, one of the members of the family, I've done the following. there is a din, Moisa Pesach, Karish Laman. Let's say a person sets aside $100 to buy a carbon Pesach. So the $100 has Kedushas Damim Lamin Speach. As Kedusha. If you set aside an animal, this is my carbon Pesach. That's Kedusha Sabbath Lamizbeh. And if you set aside money for the purpose of purchasing a carbon Pesach, that's called Kedusha Sabbath Lamizbeh. So he sets aside $100, it comes to Yerushalayim, and he succeeds in buying a carbon for $50. So what does he do with the leftover $50? So that's called Maizar Pesach, money left over from a carbon Pesach. The thing is that Maizar Pesach for Shlomo. Basically, Korban Pesach is a subcategory of Shlomo. That's how the Rambam writes in the Tirush HaMishnayos in Zrachit. That basically, Kachim Kalim, there's only one Korban. Basically, only Shlomo. And all of the other Kachim Kalim are subcategories of the Shlomo. Zemachayda Shlomo. But Toida, that's often in the Gemara. That's the Tirush HaGemara. The first paragraph in Zrachit is that it's Toida. It's a subcategory of Shlomo. That's the Chumash, Zer HaKadosh Shlomo. The Rambam writes a Chiddush, and even Chorah, Maizar, and Pesach are also considered subcategories of Shlomo. Basically, the little Shlomo. The thing is that Maizar, Pesach, Chorah, Shlomo, if that money left over from the guy, put set aside $100. The Maizar, Pesach, and the money is Kodesh, Kedushah, Zomim, Mamizbeach, I succeed in purchasing a carbon Pesach. But $50, the $50 that's remaining, I'm supposed to use to buy a carbon shlomim and bring it sometime. Or there's another mitzvah of Pesach carbon shlomim. Let's say he set aside a carbon Pesach, and then he got lost. He can't find it. He put his tag up. This carbon Pesach belongs to Shechter, 21 men. And then the carbon Pesach got lost. They had to bring it there in the afternoon. They had to bring another carbon Pesach. After he brings the other carbon Pesach, he finds the first one. So what does he do with the leftover carbon Pesach? So the Gemara says, it's also carbon shlomim. The Gemara says, unlike a normal shlomim, which is Pesach, which was originally Hukdash, Moshein Pesach, is going to be Korev shlomim, that's shlomim ha'koyim machmas ha'pesach, that's only Necho Yom Balaylo. That's not Necho Shnei Yom Balaylo Echo. That's a shaila in the Tosefta, the different verses in the Tosefta regarding that. Shlomim haboyim machmas ha'pesta. The most effective karm shlomim is the nechal all night long until alos ha'shachar. Is it only nechal up until chatzotis? So it could well be that even according to Rav Loza ben Azari who holds that Pesach is only nechal at chatzos, that's Pesach. If you're eating with the Pesach, you have to eat it before Chatzos. Pesach after Chatzos alayva, it's still the theoretical man of the garden, but it doesn't become nicer yet until it comes to Alot HaShachar. And if you shift it intending to eat it at the Chatzos, it won't become pigo, because the Chatzos is a din in Achilas HaKavra. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karm Pesach, you have to eat it by Chatzos. We don't allow you to eat it with Taurus Pesach and Kalim. But there are some afterthoughts we all do that. We don't permit you to do that. But theoretically, the real fun of the garden is all night long. Even by Rokham Avoy Makhmasat Festival, Amosha Festival, Karim Shlomim, that Shlomim does not Nechu Sheyam in Velay Lechon. That Shlomim started off as a Karim Festival. That is the same Mana Festival. But it doesn't make sense. It should happen as Mana Chastais. You're not eating it at the Tarek Karim Festival. You're eating it at the Tarek Kachim Kalim. There, as far as that, you can eat it all night long. Possibility. So that's based on a Gerson. I think that was not Rav Chaim. That was Adonahan, either by a Moshe Soloveitchik or by a Peldover Soloveitchik. But getting back again to the first Mishnah, there were three opinions. What is the Sof Man Kriya Shema? Shel Arbis? What is it? What is the Sof Man Kriya Shema Shel Arbis? So the first opinion was Rav Lezer Adsof Ashmur HaRishayna, and Mar said that means Shlish HaLayla, that Rav Lezer holds called much of the other Molchim Lishon, Shach Bechamin, that people go to sleep. Rav Gamliel says that Shiala Mud HaShachar calls much that people are sleeping. The Chachamim agree in principle with Rav Gamliel, which is Hilly Vikom HaLayla, but they made it there to Rabbanah, Nachat Spetsk, and they'll have to be Kisadim and Aveil. Sometimes we have a dinner called Chatzolit Manasera, and it's called the Tikkun Rabbana came there as a Tikkun. Okay. Where is that Chatzolit Manasera? So the Christ of Abazim Manasera is called Mesedah Chatzolit. It's in the Raisa, and I show how we pass him, whether we pass him like our blessed, like Rabbi Akiva, two things in Tesis and the last Perik is talking. And for sure there's a din of Chatzolit Halayla by Chatzolit Oyster equal by the din of Ahadure Koytin. To put back on the Mizbeah that the devil was in the middle of the time. And the Gemara says later that we pass from Halacha Kerab Gamliel. We pass from like Rabbi Gamliel that it's Atziyala Amud HaShachar. See, it is a big machlokes in the Rabbeinu Yoina. What does the Chachamim mean when they said what does the Chachamim mean when they said Chatzos with the Rabbanon? Do they mean today the Chatzila? You should be say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. But yesterday in the difference, you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Now there is Kriya Shema all night long. So the Chachamim, what are the Chachamim going to say? You're not getting to Kriya Shema after Chatzos. How can they make such a declaration? So they just added on, Lachatzchili, you should recite Kriya Shema before Chatzos, but if you didn't, so you should still say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Or did the Chachamim mean to say, no, that even the Yevet, you're not yet to Kriya Shema if you say that after Chatzos. Menachar, you submitted Lachatzos to wait till after Chatzos Alayla to say Kriya Shema. And with the Rabbanon, if you waited till after Chatzos, you're not even yet to the Yevet. So the Rabbi Yari called Tuk Shotim. What did the Chachamim mean over here? Mele, they got to be too shocked at what did Rabbi Gamliel mean? If the Chachamim only meant to say Ab Chatzos Lechatzchila, so Rabbi Gamliel is disagreeing. He could even wait Lechatzchila to say Kriyat Shema. Adalai Tashach. And he says Allah to Rabbi Gamliel. So it comes up with Mutar Lechatzchila to Daven Ma'ariv at the 1 o'clock minyan and after. There's nothing wrong with waiting to Daven Ma'ariv way after Chatzos. Mutar Lechatzchila to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. But if you say that the Chachamim say Chatzos with the Rabbanim means you're not even yotei Kriya Shema if you say it after Chatzos with the Rabbanim. Not only Lechatzchila, you shouldn't wait till after Chatzos. Even if you haven't, you can't be yotei after Chatzos. It could be that when we say Aloha to Rabbi Gamliel, Shiala Amud HaShachar, maybe Rabbi Gamliel never meant to say it. Muda Lechatzchila to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. He would agree with the Chachamim, but Chatzchila Amari had to say before Chatzos. He only argued for the Eben. Whereas the Chachamim say Chatzos is the Iguve, and if you didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, you can't be yotei. So the Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and says, no, Lechatzchila is the fact that Torah say Kriya Shema before. But for the Eben, if you didn't say before Chatzos, you can always say after Chatzos. So these two machlekes and Adonis, then they said. The machlek is whether when the Chachamim say Ad Chatzos, does that only mean Lechatzchila, does it even mean Bidi Eben, Likufa? And the other machlek is Rabbi Gamliel says that Shiala Amud HaShachar, does he mean it's even with the Lechatzchila to wait to say Kriya Shema? After Chatzos, I think, so to the end, you can hear it say after Chatzos. But Lechatzchila, we also agree, Lechatzchila, you have to say Kriya Shema before it. This is the big machlokes harishayim. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah quote. The whole Tamichus is machlokes harishayim. Rabbeinu Yonah, though, has a discussion on the topic. How can you interpret in the Chachamim? Chachamim Ramim Askat says, Kidelachi Kustodim and Avera, that's in the Rabbanan. If you say the Chachamim means to say, Lechatzchila, you should take Mishnah by Chatzos. You understand? Ad Chatzos. But how can you interpret the Chachamim to say that he's b'yevet, you're not yaitse? If you say after Chatzos, what do you mean b'yevet, you're not yaitse? In other words, there's no problem. In the Raisa, it's acceptable, it's permissible to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. I can say that with the Rabbanon, not only is it not right to Lechatzchila, but that even b'yevet, if you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, you won't be yaitse. I can say not yaitse. So Rabbeinu Yonah has two variations over here. Two suggestions, how you can say Shana. The one shot is, the question is Menater and you're yotei after Chatzos? How can a Chacham come and declare that you're not yotei after Chatzos? That doesn't make any sense. There's two suggestions. The one suggestion is, about the yotei, Menater, you can say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. So the Chacham cannot declare that you're not yotei. Of course you're yotei if you say after Chatzos. But the Chacham say, as far as we're concerned, on the level of you're yotei Menater, but you're not yotei in your Rabbana. What did I mean in saying you're not Yotzim in the Rabbanon? So then the other says that Yeshom and Samar Shem say, we don't permit you to be Samar Shem. If you take a question before Chatzos, So it's good man of Torah, and it's good man of Rabbanon. The Chacham also recognizes that it's acceptable. If you're going to say Kriya Shema after, if he didn't say Kriya Shema by Chai Tzayis, Alayla, and you're just going to double marry, you're going to say Kriya Shema after Chai Tzayis. So although man of Torah, you're going to say Kriya Shema, from the Rabbanon we declare that you're not saying. So since from the Rabbanon we can't declare on the level of the right that you're not saying, but in the Rabban we declare that the Iraqi says, in the Mela we prohibit you from reciting Berchus Kriya Shema. But we can't prohibit you from saying Kriya Shema. Say Kriya Shema, but you'll be able to say Kriya Shema in our third. That's one suggestion that the Rabban can use. Chachamim and the Mishnah hold, Chatoi says Le'ikuvet, but how does it make sense? How can it be Le'ikuvet? If you didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatoi, you shouldn't bother to say, yeah, but how can they declare that you're not yet on the level of the Iraqi? So he says, no, about it you have to say, if you didn't say Kriya Shema before, then you got to say Yabda Chazari. But you should know you're only Yotze on the level of their IC. You won't be Yotze in Rahman as far as we're concerned, you're not Yotze. So therefore, you better not say Birchas for Kriya. It'll be a Rahal about it. That won't show. Then he gives another Pshat and he says, no. The Chachamim even have the ability to prohibit you from fulfilling a mitzvah. He quotes him, Yeshach, the Chachamim, like a dog, the Natura, the Shevi Al-Tasset. When we're going down on Shabbat, the Chachamim may be third, Rabbanim, you're not going to read the Megillah. That's not like a dogma and a third. That Yishkarach, the Chachamim, like a dogma is the Rabbanim. Because the Megillah is only the Rabbanim. So that's not a good example. But the other examples of the Xer and the Rabbah. Rabbah made it Xer. And Rabbah explained in the Mishnah is, Rabbah didn't make it Xer. The Xer existed from a long time earlier, before the days of Rabbah, and the times of the Vaisheni. That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they don't permit us to blow Shafer. When the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, it's there Hashem Me'apirena, you're not allowed to shake a lulav. So if we say, Yeshkach, Yachachachamim, Bakadot, Menatar, Vishjevi, Altan. The Kumayah say they do not have ability, they have no authority, to permit us to violate Din Derayt, as the Kumayah say. But to the Oikadot, Menatar, Vishjevi, Altan, so they can. So we usually learn Shabbat, what do you mean, Oikadot, Menatar, Vishjevi, Altan? Yachachachamim prohibit us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Lulav when the Sukkot is the first day Sukkot is fulfilled on Shabbat. The Chachamim prohibit us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shofar Derech when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat. That's Shabbat Yesh Kroch Lachta. The Yedra uses that terminology to really apply it to a different case, a different concept. We're talking that the person didn't recite Kriya Shema and Talev Tehadoyim. The Chachamim are afraid it will permit people to recite Kriya Shema all night long, but people will be lax, they'll be lazy, and they'll postpone reciting the Kriya Shema later, and they'll lose the whole night. They will wait, and then they won't realize it's ready after Los HaShachar, and then the Hachit is on the Mavir. So he says it, one can interpret that when the Rabbanu will be glad that if you'll recite Kriya Shema after Hamtos are alive, they simply won't be able to nip at their eyes. So therefore, it doesn't even take to say Kriya Shema. Even if you say Kriya Shema, you won't be able. That's really a step test. What the Rabbah doesn't say. There the Rabbah doesn't say what the din is. If you did blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, all these mishtabim. After you ate the key is on the level of their eyes, I'm going to declare it's not any eyes at all, even the Rabbah. Now, if you go ahead and you do shake the lulav on the third day Sukkot, what it's all the mishtabim. You're not allowed to shake a lulav. If the Rabbanan, they prohibit us from shaking a lulav. Yeshtach, Yartachach, Lakadav, and Atar, Mishayti Al-Tafe, they forbid us from shaking a lulav. But if you one hand, and you wouldn't shake the lulav, would you say you're not even Yoyte, the mitzvah, the rice or not? But that's the Rabbi Yoyte's high stuff, and that's the giant step there, what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Yeshtach, Yartachach, Lakadav, and Atar, the Rabbanan have authority to prohibit us from fulfilling the mitzvah of the Yashtoifer and of Lulav, when Rosh Hashanah took it, falls out on Shabbat. But the Imam never said if you went ahead and blew Shofar that you're not even Yoyte on the level of there. I said, that doesn't say. That's a big discussion in Achrayim. On the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, you have printed the Eish of Avraham. One of the commentaries of the Supreme Court is called Eish of Avraham, the commentary on the Balgan Avraham. And there's another Eshel Avram printed on this side of the staff that has Teorias once every 20 pages. Once every 10 pages in Aruch Haim you have an Eshel Avram. So the Eshel Avram on the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this discussion. Maybe it's hard to follow the staff of the Rambam and the Mechaber, when you blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you say Shachyanu, but on the second day you don't say Shachyanu, because you just blew shofar yesterday. There's no room to say Shachyanu. We don't pass like that. We pass and you say Shachyanu on the second day, but because there's a chashash, some Rishonim hold you shouldn't say Shachyanu, so the Baal Tekesh should have three chodesh, or beggar's chodesh, and you should have in mind that the Shachyanu should cover the three chodesh as well. So he didn't say Rosh Hashanah. But the Mechaber holds that once you blew shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then when you go on the second day, it does not make sense to say Shachyanu, because you were ready, you just yesterday, you blew the shofar. Same thing, the second day of Sukkot, no, we don't say Shachyanu, and we shake the lulu. In the first day, just second day, don't say. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we do say Shachyanu when we say Kiddush. And when we shake, and when we blow the shofar. And the Mechaba holds that. The Mechaba holds that the second day of Rosh Hashanah, she did not say Shachyanu on the Tehillah shofar. So the Eishel Avraham is either the Shulchan Aruch, because the following machlokes. What if there was a Baal Tekesh who violated the din of Rabbanan? He blew shofar in his shul on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shachal the Shabbat. So do you say that the Rabbanan, if no one is yotzei anything, so we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Tehillah shofar since last year? Didn't live here the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But we blew yesterday and the third day was Shalik. Didn't know one was here to anything with it. So you got to say Shachyana on the second day because we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Shofar in a long time. Since a year ago. Or should we say that now? That it's forbidden, Mr. Rabbanon, to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Chol Yud B'Shabbos. There should be Abin Rehner. It's forbidden to do it. But if you go ahead and do it, how can the Chachon claim that you're not getting to the mitzvah? Of course you're getting to the mitzvah of Kiyosh Shofar. So if you blew shofar in your shul on Thursday Rosh Hashanah, the chol is b'shabbos, then it comes the second day to blow shofar, it would make us not to say shachyanu, according to the mechaber, that you normally don't say shachyanu on the second day, because here you everybody was in fulfillment of the mitzvah yesterday. Not a mitzvah that's born with mama's mind. The last time you heard shofar was not last year on Rosh Hashanah. Last time was just yesterday, on the third day Rosh Hashanah. So that's a big machlokes achron. So this is the Rabbi Yehuda. Takes the Gemara in Yevamah and he goes a step further because Yeshkaf Yach Chachamim Lack of the Umar Atzera B'Shevi Al Tata not only means that the Chachamim have authority to prohibit us from shaking the lulav and from blowing shofar, they have the right to prohibit us to say Kriya Shema also, yes, the Hatzai. But even though further they say even if you'll say Kriya Shema, it won't be a fulfillment of any mitzvah. You won't be able to say anything. These are the two versions in the Rabbeinu Yehuda. One should assume that the Chachamim Ma'achatzoi doesn't mean Lahatchila. If it means Lahatchila, Sakhar Rabbi Gamliel would say, even Lahatchila can wait till Lech HaChaloi, Lahatchoi. Even Lahatchila can say till Amor HaShacha. No, Rabbi Gamliel also agrees Lahatchila, you shouldn't wait till Lech HaChaloi. But his argument with the Rabbanu Zeho Lahatchoi to Inkuve, Rabbi Gamliel also said it's only Lahatchila. How in the world can you say that is the Kuvah Midrabanan? In Atara, there is no such restriction. How can they say that even if you didn't say creation before Hatzais, you may as well not say it after Hatzais because he won't be into anything? How can they say that? So there's two versions in that, the one, and that's Allah from it out. The one version he quotes is, you're not yet to creation in Midrabanan, you're not yet to creation. The level of the Raisa you are. With the Rabbanu, we declare you have Yotze. Therefore, you better not say Mechel's Kriya Shema. On the level of the right, you will be Yotze Kriya Shema. The Chum don't have the ability, they don't have the capacity, they don't have the authority to make such a declaration that if you'll be Yotze, if you'll be like Kriya Shema, if the Chatzai simply won't be Yotze, there is no such thing. And then the other version that he said was not sure that they came to knock off the Mechel's Kriya Shema. They said, Yeshkach Laka, B'Shevi Al-Tas, that even if you recite Kriya Shema, you won't be out on the level of their eyes. You won't be out to anything. These are the two shot them in the Rabbeinu Yehuda. And the Mishnah extends to this principle that the Hatzai by Kriya Shema is done with Rabbanim in the heart of the Adam in the area. And then it generalizes. Oh, Hashem, Hashem, Hatzai. So the Mishnah gives an example, sounds like it's giving an example. Hektach alov in the Eivorim, Mitzvot HaShiyah L'Amun HaShachar. Waarom gaan we naar een mechel met zorg en zomer als achter? Geen lama gaat verzeugd, ik ben maar hecht het zaad maar weer. Dus de simpel reading in de Mishnah is, there's a line, the last line in the Mishnah, ben maar hecht het zaad maar weer. Goes on both, goes on hecht, de chalav en de eeuwarden. Chalav en mahlok abon is, the eeuwarden, the eeuwarden of the korban, I love. So all haktores on the Mizbeah, haktores yashi ala mon as achter, and all the abon is on the nechel, yod balaylo, mitzvahsim and haktores yashi ala mon as achter, and the Rabbanan Aschad says, so the simple reading of the Mishnah, that's how the Rambam reads it. The simple reading of the Mishnah is, Hekta Chalov Me'evar, and the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it after Chalov. That's the simple reading. And Rashi says that again, we just mentioned the din, and the Gemara is walking, before talking about the Haduri Taikin, if the things fell off in the Mizbeach, then if it fell off after Chalov, and it was charred around the outside, even on the inside it's raw, so then there's no longer a mitzvah to put it back on the Mizbeach. Since it was on the Mizbeach at Chatzayis, and the outside, whole surface of the whole thick flesh was already charred, so Chatzayis is going to equal. But if it wouldn't even be shriri, it wouldn't even be all charred on the other, and it's still a stick for raw, and it falls off on the Mizbeach after Chatzayis, the mitzvah to put it back on. So how can the Mishnah say that you don't allow people to put it back on after Chatzayis? It contradicts the Gemara's Rokhan. So that's what Rashi says. Hekta Chalav Eivar is really all night long. There is no din. I'll have this. Rashi writes, Gein lo amar machalcharim la hatzayis b'gri ashma b'achilas kodshim. And then he writes there, the Hekta Chalav Mitzani ha'olayana b'achalcharim la hatzayis klal. It's not so. That's the Gemara's Rokhan. There's a din of a haduri b'aykin and a bell off and a mizbechid after Chatzayis. Unless it's all streaming, unless it's all charged on the surface of the piece of flesh. But otherwise, we do act Thursday morning, even at the Chatzayis. So it's somewhat like this Rashi in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, understands that the Hachok al Chatzayis even goes for Hekta Chalav in Morim. That's the simple reading of this Mishnah. And the Rashi says again, Rashi says that there's no limitation of Chatzayis for Hekta Chalav in Morim. What's the logic behind you, that Rashi? I can think of what forces Rashi to say the Gemara's Rokhim. You want to know how to do any fake, and if it fell over the Mizbeach, after Chatzayis, if it was charred on the outside, on the surface, then the Gemara says, Chatzayis, it's equal, you're not obligated, it's only supposed to put it back on. And if it's not charred, then you do put it back on. I say after Chatzayis. So you see that there is no such day under Rabban. Yes, so what motivated Rashi to say his finish the other day? But the style is, what's the svar behind? Is there any svar behind it? Why they never made it there in the Rabbanon of Al-Khadosh and Al-Khalom and Neivor? I think the Mepharshim on the Messiah comment over here that the Farshim shot in the Shitas Rashi is because we only make it there in the Rabbanon when there's a Chavis HaYochid. A person who's all by himself, he has to take Kriyashma. He'll go home, you know, and if you allow him to say Kriyashma way after Chatzayis, so he'll do his work, his homework, his business level, work till wee hours in the morning, and then he'll be already after Amud HaShachar. And on this, the whole month, so if it's a Chodesh HaYochid, like Achilas Korban Pesach, he made it clear, there are about an Chatzayis. Achilas Katzis V'Yosham, the Kohanim divided up, and each kind takes a little bit of flesh, each kind takes a little bit of mincha, they have to eat it, Yom HaLayla, Chatzayis, and Kachikachim, it is say you have Yom Kippur. I there are banana chatzayis. But as far as Haktaris Eimurim is concerned, that's not a chayvus ayachid, an individual kind. That's a chayvus haklal. That's a chayvus haftibur. All of the Goanim have to see to it that the hakrab of kol hakabbanis is taken care of. So there, it doesn't really. Rashi holds it doesn't really make sense to make it bigger rabbanon forbidding Haktaris kalav and Eimurim. Ah, chatzayis. What are you afraid that I may forget? But the Bens are government supervising all the Kohanim there to make sure that they're on the ball, that they do everything right. And the Bens are government, the Memunah that they have to charge, will certainly see to it that another Kohen, if you'll be lacked and you won't do the Haktaris anymore, and you won't be lacked, then another Kohen will take care of it. And that's the time we were asking, well, since Haktaris anymore is not a Chayvus HaYachid, it's really a Chayvus HaMotelos Al Kol HaKohanim, so you don't have a Chashash of the Hakim Kristal Demar there. It's not shy even if 20 Kohanim will be lax, the other Kohanim will take care of the Haftarah the same way. This is Rachlegis Rashi in the Ram. Rashi holds that Haftarah the same way, they never made exams or applause. Kohanim's reason, Rashi, Kohanim's reason, Rashi writes from Dachim Kohanim, that they submit the Shah's reason, so that the Gondola is on the tail, to still provide that the macro of Kohanim's property, you don't think that Kohanim has reason. So Adam and the Beis HaMikdash regarding HaKtoras HaKtoras HaKabas has reason, because the Beis HaMikdash was supervising it to make sure that everything was on time. Last week we were discussing the Gemara on the bottom of Beis HaMikdash, the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda about the Zman of the Hashmashes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a block of time, starting from the Vilna Gaon, and the Balatanya holds starting from Shkia, there's a whole block of time that's considered subjugating, subject lateral. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that it's only Erefine, it's a half a minute, quarter of a minute. When is the Erefine of Rabbi Yehuda? So we have the Gemara that needs the and two versions. It says, neither is Achman Dibble. So the Gemara there, neither has two versions. Based on I, I'll leave it at Rabbi Yehuda, two prices. One price that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the last Haravine of Rabbi Yehuda's man. The next price that says, no, the old man of Rabbi Yehuda is Vadayom, the Rabbi Yehuda. And the next Haravine, after Rabbi Yehuda's been a Shmashin, Rabbi Yehuda, the next Haravine is considered the day of Shmashin. That was the Magwaith of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. How did the Shadis, how do we pass in our lock of the Maita? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But they all like Rabbi Yehuda. He submitted to do Malacha the first 24 minutes. Yes, the sunset on Friday evening. It's not yet. Spain Ashmash is only the last terrifying of the next terrifying of Rabbi Yehuda. After the Rabbi Yehuda's Mana, the last terrifying of Rabbi Yehuda's Mana. And the first 20, 25 minutes, he can do Malacha. So the Gemara said to Matech Shabbos that we draw the Chumra in both directions. We draw the Chumra, we don't allow you to do Malacha. We don't permit you to do Malacha right after the Shia, because maybe the dinner is like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Shaila is did the Gemara mean to say that it's a Sofek? We're not sure whether we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. Or does the Gemara really mean to say, neither then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? That the first 20 minutes is really Vada Yon, and it's only sometime later, there's a hair of fine that's going to be Bein HaShmash. But neither then the first 20 minutes after Shia Friday night is really Vada Yon, it's only a Chumra Mid Rabbanim that you should be choshes for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Maybe we should consider it as much as I have to say it, prohibiting Malacha right away. So this is a shayla. How do we pass from Malacha? So the Bir Agra, Reis HaMachalos is a long Bir Agra, where he presents his shita that as much as this is disagreement with the Rabbi Adam, that is a forgimel mil revia for a whole over an hour is Bada Yom, and then the parents' question begins after that. So the Vilna Gaon presents his opinion in disagreement with the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Vilna Gaon over there assumes that the Gemara meant to say to Zeke Nadin, that's a stop whether we pass one Rabbi Yehuda or we pass one Rabbi Yehuda. And then in the discussion, he writes that this is the answer to Zeke's Kasha and Tainus on the Akhidei. There's a Zeke's and Tainus, and the same Zeke's appears in the Zohar also. But Zeke's raises the following question. It comes the night after Etonis, comes the night after Asura B'Tayvah Shavasa B'Tamas Tom Gizdalia. So the Gemara says that Ben Ashmash is permitted to eat. The Gemara in the middle of Tochit. The Gemara says Ben Ashmash is of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippi and not permitted to eat. As opposed to Ben Ashmash is of Shavasa B'Tamas Asura B'Tayvah Tom Gizdalia, that one is permitted to eat. Why is there a difference? Why should there be a difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippi on the one hand, as opposed to the other night? So some Achrayim understood that the Ashmashes of Yom Kippur, that's because they're right to the Chumr. The Ashmashes of Tishabav is Diri Kabbalah. Diri Kabbalah is Diri Haradan, so Tzaltik is the Chumr. But the other Tanaisim of Tzaltik is Tavis, Shivat Tzaltik is Abyezalia, that the Gemara says, Nikarad the Yimizman is Erat, and the Shanam Rad the Yimizman. If people don't want to, they don't have to fast. And the only reason why we fast is Parsha of you are like a chayva. Probably don't have to accept it in the pan themselves as a chayva. The power of the devil's right. Parsha of you are like a chayva. We have accepted it as an obligation to fast. So we have today, it's really the Torah's meaning. But it's not even a Dindarabon. It's just the Torah's meaning. So even if it would have been a Dindarabon, it then would have been a Dopik Dindarabon Lakula. So if he wants to, if it's Rosh Dutan and Rosh Amos on him, it's optional. You don't have to fast at all. The only thing is, Krosh Yavi, while I hide from it, I'm in it, we all fast. But then they ask Moshe, says, that's Dopik, so Dopik is more. That's how some Achranim understood. So the Abnei Neza and the whole Shulchan, he did agree with the Talmud about this. But Tzad claims that Tisha B'Av, his man is there, is not worth the standard of things on him. It's obligatory to fast on Tisha B'Av. But the Tzad understands that fasting on Tisha B'Av today is considered a chiyuv b'zirei kabbalah. Because when they ask the Shtayla of the Nevi'im and the Nebuas, it's the chariyuv. We have to know if he's a chariyuv, should we continue to fast? So that's still dry on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is B'chodesh HaChamishi. This and the Yerdin and Tam is off. So that's still dry on Tisha B'Av, like we were crying and fasting the last 70 years. So the Navi gives an unclear answer. He picks up some Arvim, some HaChamishi, some Asiris, some Ashvi. Talks about Shabbat of the Tamas, some Arvi, some HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, some Ashvi is some Gedalia. The Tzama series of Sarabatev, so all of the Tzamaishim here, the Sotah was involved, the Vase is Rav. So the Gemara has a comment that the Masechus Rosh Hashanah, that the Navi is giving three stuff, the Kari Le Tom, the Kari Le Sotah and Simcha, and then he says, the Tzab shall do whatever he wants. But the Gemara says, yeah, that's the Din of his man is there, it's Rav Mishanim, each stock of the Navi applies in a different period in history. And if you did the Bansha, they don't need to try a Kayam, then you make a yotzer on these days at Tisha B'Av. We're celebrating that we have a Beis HaMikdash. And if you live in Banshein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and there's outright persecution against the Jews in your country, then you're obligated Medina, Mitzirik HaBolot, to fast on the Sabbath. And if it's Shalai, there's Banshein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, there is no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no open persecution against the Jews in the country where you live. But then the Gemara says, Nikra Din, it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, and it's just Krash Al Yuhalai Chayfa. Then the Gemara says, but Tisha B'Av is an exception to the rule. That you don't say Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So some of the Achrayim, the Taz, understood that Tisha B'Av is an exception to the rule, Nikra Din. But Tisha B'Av is bound to let the application to say it, it's Medivik HaBol. More serious than Dhamma Din, the Rosh Hashanah and Medivik HaBol. Fasting on Shabbat, the Talmud says, "The days of Am Gedalia is Manazek." It's not only not the Dibur Kabbalah, it's not even the Rabbah. Ikar Adin is Rosh Mishnah and Rosh Tamesah. It's only Karsh Aliu Alad Yechayv, who wouldn't believe that there's been Tamidik. But fasting on Tisha B'Av, that's for some Achrayim, it's Taz, understood. Fasting on Tisha B'Av is an obligation still to Dibur Kabbalah. And Avnei Neza disagrees because it's not correct. The Navi does not make any distinction whatsoever between Tisha B'Av and I'm sorry, the same as some Gedalia, she was at the top, so together in the same boat. The Gemara that does make the distinction, the Gemara says that that regarding Tisha B'Av, all the Huchbul of Otsara, since so many tragedies occurred on Tisha B'Av, so we don't apply the rule of Rasim Sam and Rasim Sam, that if Jews live in a liberal country, there's no outright persecution, that they have the option of not fasting on Tisha B'Av. We don't say like that. The Gemara says Tisha B'Av is all chomer, hukol of ahav story. You have to fast even if you live in a decent country. That's a shaila. That statement that the Gemara made is that midiri kabbalah. In mechuyis to fast Tisha B'Av today midiri kabbalah. I say no. We're only mechuyis to fast today midir rabbanah. The rabbanah didn't want to leave that as optional, and they made it obligatory midir rabbanah, but it's not midiri kabbalah. So that's a big shaila. The Taz thinks that fasting Tisha B'Av the Bama says is Medivik HaBolah. And now Menezer disagrees. He says he's wrong. And he writes in his Tuba that during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah had not yet been printed. And if he would have known what we know, we have a Rashba and Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba writes explicitly that the Chumras that exists in Tisha B'Av over and above the other Taz to him, that the Rosh Hashanah writes that his son doesn't mind, that Chumras is not part of the Medivik HaBolah. The Dibur Kabbalah, Tisha B'Av is the same as all the other Tanis. All the Chumras that Tisha B'Av has are over and above the other Tanis, Maroni Midir Rabbanan. It's not Midir Rabbanan yet. What's an afternoon of a Maita? But the Tish above. What's an afternoon of a local Maita? But the Tish above is Manazer. Is the Dimikat Bola. But Tish above is Manazer is only in the Rabbana. So the Tanis and the Abnene, they talk about it. If a Tanis is the Dimikat Bola, then the Rabbi and Tanis Shuvah. And the Agos, mainly on the bottom of the Ramon, quotes the Shuvah by the Rabbi and Tanis. Where he discusses a choyla sheimus akana who has trouble feasting on some gedalia. Is he allowed to eat? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, since this man is there, some gedalia is really speaking about the time of any time, it's optional. The meaning is like it says in the Seder halacha gedalus, kashav yu alai chaymo. So that's only kashav yu alai chaymo, that's the first meaning. But it's not the midibi kabbalah. You're not mukhiyah because you're in kabbalah. So therefore, the Rabbi Natan says, a chayla she'em sakana is admitted to eat on some gedalia, and admitted to eat on some gedalia. So they quote the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rambam, the Hu Adinami, on Tisha B'Av. That we would permit fasting today on Tisha B'Av is not the Dibbe Kabbalah. If fasting on any given day would be the Dibbe Kabbalah, we would have said Dibbe Kabbalah, Kedibbe Tzarah Damyan. And the only one to be allowed to eat would be one who has to suffer sakonet in his life. Like fasting on Yom Kippur is a dimin at Torah. So we only permit people to eat it if there's a real sakonet in their life. If it's only a chodesh and sakonet, we wouldn't permit them to eat on Yom Kippur. We wouldn't permit them to eat on any sakonet that's in Diri Kabbalah. So the Taz is of the opinion that fasting on Tisha B'Av is manazeh is with Diri Kabbalah. That's how he understood. There we got both. But there's no half of Kachal Hashem and Tafana to eat. And the opinion of the event was stuck in the Shulchan Aruch. No. Even Tisha B'Av, which is more a single that is being more common than the other side. That's not an answer. That's only for the Rabbana. That's not the Diri Kabbalah. Diri Kabbalah, you only have to fear the Zman Shem Beit HaMikdashkan if you live in a country where there's outright persecution against the Jews. If you live in a free country, officially a free country, the best thing on Tisha B'Av is it's not going to be the direct couple. So getting back again, so the Gemara says in Tochim that Ben Ashmashas of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you have to fast, and Ben Ashmashas of the other Tanit Miolari. So the Avnei has a Jewish, he says, if the Taz would have been right, which he's not right, if the Taz would have been right, the first thing today on Tisha B'Av is to be the Direct Kabbalah, and then one would have interpreted that would have been Shas in the Gemara. That on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Ben Ashmashas is also, because Ben Ashmashas is something the right of the Chumrah. On Shas in the Yom Kippur, fasting on Yom Kippur is the right of the something the right of the Chumrah. And fasting on Tisha B'Av is the Direct Kabbalah, point to the Taz. Direct Kabbalah is the Direct Kabbalah, the Chumrah. That we can say something the Direct Kabbalah of the Chumrah. But Ben Ashmashas of Tisha B'Av is also to eat, just like Ben Ashmashas on Yom Kippur. But the Nezer says he's wrong, the Taz is wrong. Fasting on Tisha B'Av today is only with the Rabbana on this night, called the Rashba. Says the Rashba was not as yet available in the days of the Taz. But Taz made the mistake, then Taz is wrong. We do not assume today that fasting on Tisha B'Av is Medivir Kabbalah. It's purely only with the Rabbana. Not with different components. Not with the Rabbana Kabbalah, so with Sakana, the reminder is permitted to permit. So the Avnei says he can't say that Pshat in the Gemara. Why is Ben Ashmashas of Tish from the Yom Kippur also Ben Ashmashas of Tanesh and his mother? Does not want to say based on the Taz, because Ben Ashmashas of Tish about Divi Kabbalah, Divi Kabbalah, Divi Taradanya, they have to say suffering. Just like on Yom Kippur, you say something the right of the Chumrah, the something the Divrei Kabbalah is also the Chumrah. So the Amen Eidu says, is that correct? Tisha B'Av fasting today, Tisha B'Av is not the Divrei Kabbalah. So how do you understand Pshat in the Gemara and Stachim? In Ashmashas of Tisha B'Av, you have to go to the Chumrah like in Ashmashas of Yom Kippur. And only on the other Tanais, Ben Ashmashas is put. So the Amen Eidu explains, no, it has nothing to do with the Divrei Kabbalah. That's not correct. He says the difference is the following. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you have to fast for 24 hours, all day long. So there are two Ben Ashmashas that you have to contend with. The בין השמשות הבחילות היום לבין השמשות של סוף היום. So if you want to say, על יום כיפר זה חסובי דרייסט, then that's obvious. בין השמשות של יום כיפר, both בסוף ביצי עושה, it's obvious דרייסט. שעד בין השמשות של תשבא, בסוף זה תשבא, זה מה זה אומר לדירה בנון, זה מה זה מקבול, That's what the Amen Ezer explained. If there would have only been one Ben Ashmashes, either the first or the last one, then you would have said something. But there are two Ben Ashmashes that you have to deal with. Ben Ashmashes of entering into Tishmal and Ben Ashmashes of leaving. Exiting Tishmal at the end of the day. So if you try to go over the Chumran of the first Ben Ashmashes to be Zanet, Dinekilayla, then you should be made up of the second Ben Ashmashes. To say that you're allowed to eat in the Beinash Mash and Sofayom. And if you want to be Machmet, and if you want to be Mako and the Beinash Mash and of Chilasayom, then you have to be Machmet and the Beinash Mash and Sofayom. You can't say Sofayom, there are one of the Kula here, because it will turn out to be a tie to the Sofayom. You can't be Mako on both Beinash Mash, both on Chilasayom and Sofayom. One of them should be Dino Kalaila, part of them should be Dino Kalaila. In the Dino Kalaila, the first and the second Ben Ashmash. So what are you going to pick off with Charlie? You'll pick off the Charlie to be making leave on the first bit. So the second one. So he says that's against the Alabama. You can't say something that I'm only cool with the welcome time to the subject. And even if you're not going to put the boat to the hospital, you can't be making a lot more. If by being making a lot more, you're making the woman the other. So you have to be machmer on both. That's all over the other day. Shnei kederes. A simple pot of kosher food cooking on the fire. And then I'll put some sefer chatzis malt into one of the two pots. And I don't know which pot. So the din is you have to have both pots. And even if the chatzis malt is only straight because you're a bona, you still have to have both pots. But the Gemara says the din, right, I possess it. What if I have steak and there is cooking on the fire, what if I should want to drink? And then he said, the Rabbana fell into one of the two, and I don't know which one it fell into. And there's no way to understand it. So then, the halacha said, then it's just after said, you have a right to say totally. I have a right to assume that the steak, the chadash mouth, which is only straight for a quota, fell into the back that's straight. It's a intention of the dinner, steak of the Rabbana with Uman. If you have some trafe flavor fell into one of two pots, and the trafe flavor is only up in the Rabbanah, but I'm not sure whether it fell into pot A or pot B, and you can't be mad that both pots are not for sure one of them is trafe. Then the Mark says you may not even be mad to one of the pots. You can't think out of arbitrarily say I'll be mad to this pot and I'll lie to the other pot. There's neither rhyme nor reason over there. You can't think out of arbitrarily one pot. You can't be begging on both pots because it's tied to the sasas, right? You have to be backing on both pots. If one pot is kosher, one pot is grace. And the flavoring, the trait for flavoring that is spelling is only trait for the Rabbana. And then you say, come back, I'll call them the book. Then we have a right to declare that the trait is probably spelling the trait for pots and then it's kosher. So that the name is right over here. Observance of Tisha B'Av today is only with the Rabbana. And really, the dish should be something for Abba al-Kum. It's not a different Kabbalah that you should have a right to say something different Kabbalah, the former, because the Kabbalah can never carry that. No, observance of Shabbat is only for the Rabbah. So why shouldn't you say that Ben Ashmash should be with us something for Abba al-Kum, just like on sort of the Davis and Shabbat Thomas and so on? So he says, no, because on Shabbat you have to deal with two Ben Ashmashes. Ben Ashmash is a chilus ayon, Ben Ashmash is a sofayon. You can't arbitrarily be mekel on one without the other. You can't be mekel on both. Oh, it's like staying there, so you have to be machmah on both. But Ben Ashmash is a chilus ayon. You're only dealing with one Ben Ashmash. The Ben Ashmash is a chilus ayon. Of course you can eat all night long. It's only for this thing. That's a potatoes. You must have a tapas or something like that. It's a daytime. Night before, you don't have to say it. So the Ben Ashmash is a pila sakyayim, it's law bomb the cloth something. No deal on that at all. Deal only is that the Ben Ashmash is of Sofayom. The Ben Ashmash is of Sofayom, you have a right to declare. That's how they made the plan. So here, there's only going, we start off with only going, based on Machalev, right, to explain an answer to Tesis Kash. Tesis goes to explain and find it on your face. But the things are not worth it. Thank you, Mark.
The
Vilna Gaon said there is no Hakov in Halacha Rabbi Halacha Rabbi Yehi. We all stop the Chumrah in both directions. So on Erev Shabbos, we go to Chumrah to be Chashish for Rabbi Yehi. And on Matzoi Tanis, we go to Chumrah to be Chashish for Rabbi Yehi. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's not that we're going to Chumrah, but then it's going to get Tashkar like Rabbi Yehi. And it's only a Chumrah in the Rabbanon that we don't allow Malacha on Leil Shabbos after the Shkiyah. The Bichosh is for a beauty teacher, but not that it really is open. That's why the Mishnah Berurah has a person put an early Haseris up on Friday afternoon, or he makes an Arab in Chumen Friday afternoon. So the Mishnah is saying, as long as the Arab is coming up during the Mishnah, and it's not a afterwards, that's good. If you kind of see the Mishnah, well, if you have the air there, and there is doing Erev Shabbos, so it's good for the whole Shabbos evening of Snachal Eftum. So the Shabbos is one period of time, not to do the Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Zera Lachas said, I think that the dinner is like Rabbi Yosi. Based on this, Gemara Brachas are based on the base, and it's saying Gemara Kiyos of Dachar is not based. He thinks the dinner is like Rabbi Yosi. He says, if you make your Erev Chaseris or the Erev Chumen, before Friday afternoon, before Shabbos begins, and Nechal Ben Hashmashet, Nechal what Ben Hashmashet? Nechal in the first 20 minutes after the Shkia. So he says, Mikir Adin, that's Vada Yom. The Ben Hashmashet didn't even begin yet. So he says, he doesn't think that there's room for the Nechal there. But the Mishnah says in Erevit, Nechal Ben Hashmashet, he may go, it's only Ali the Rav Yudin. There's a whole block of time, 25 minutes of Ben Hashmashet. The Arab is even not during that period of time, you can be make up. Something gained is the Hakkah. And I suppose that something else again. But the Kaka Gaisi in the Mishnah Berurah, I think we passed Kaka Gaisi. Kaka Gaisi said the Ben Ashmashah didn't even begin yet. It's about a year, not until that level. Arab time. So he said there's no room to make up in the case of Nechamah. And the next daf on Gimel, the Gemara discusses what Rav Leizer means when he says, "Atov Ashmara Harishana." But the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Gimel Mishmara Sadi Halayla, and the first lish, the first third of the night, Atov Ashmara Harishana. So then the Gemara adds on a comment later on Gimel that at the end of each one of the Mishmaras, Kodesh Baruch Hu cries and screams over the fact that he had to destroy his Beit HaMikdash, and he wishes that the Jewish people would chase up and he would be able to rebuild his Beit HaMikdash. And Shulchan Aruch HaRashayim is in an Aleph, they quote from the Rishayim that after the Baruch Shalom is crying about the Chor Beit HaMikdash three times every night, Mestav HaShmur HaRishayim, Mestav HaShmur HaShniya, Mestav HaShmur HaShlishis, he's crying over the fact that we have the Beit HaMikdash at the state of Korban, and why he had to send the Jewish people into Galus, and then anyway, we should cry a little bit about Shalom. But the people that want to say what we call Tikkun Chatzeris, the time to say it is either Sof HaShmura HaRishayna, Sof HaShmura HaShniya, or Sof HaShmura HaShlishna. That's according to the Gemara. And all I hear saying Tikkun Chatzeris, saying Tikkun Chatzeris, saying Tikkun Chatzeris, that's based on the Zohar. That doesn't appear in the Gemara. In the Gemara, the idea was developed by the Mishnah based on the Gemara that the soup of the time that he was not well. So the reason for the Beit HaMikdash is not really Chatzeris, but it's rather the conclusion of each one of the Tikkun Chatzeris when the Rebbe Shalom is crying over the state of Korban of Beit HaMikdash. To lean at it tomorrow, about the same time, I'd like to continue and to cover a little more until the Daf Daled, much of it is will cover the halacha aspect. And then I'd like to start the Hazara from the Gemara Mem Zayin on the day where we started originally this term. And then when we conclude the Hazara, we'll have the Midrash. Thank you very much. Have a successful day.
Good night.
Marv. Marv has three Ashmaras, and the middle one is the middle of the middle, and that is Hatzaris. We're not buying it. Not buying
it. I don't think we should have it here.
No.
We could probably.
$220 now.